Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. This weekend, Opera Philadelphia presents a modern British opera highlighting an instrument invented by Benjamin Franklin in the 18th century. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the resurgence of the glass harmonica.
You know when you wet your finger and rub the lip of a wine glass to get that delicate shimmering hum? What Ben Franklin did in 1761 is make it mechanical, with many bowls that were pitched so you can play harmonic notes. The Verifone is an updated version of Franklin's glass harmonica. The glass elements are not bowls, but actually long tubes about the size of fluorescent light bulbs. One of the only people in the United States who plays the Verifone professionally is Friedrich Heinrich Kern.
It carries over the orchestrate. You don't need amplification. It easily carries through a large hall. Just a few examples of these chords that appear in the end.
Kern is a featured musician in the new opera Written on Skin, a modern telling of a medieval tale about a rich baron whose wife falls in love with a younger man, an artist, hired by the husband, who makes illuminated books. It was written by the composer George Benjamin, who needed a glistening sound to reflect those illuminated books.
I think George Benjamin makes great use of this particular instrument because it features these massive clusters. You will hear this, but this is also joining the orchestra there, so it's a massive build-up in the orchestra. He adds these massive glass sounds to it.
Since its initial popularity 250 years ago, the glass harmonica fell out of favor for well over a century because it was harmful. Glass used to be made with mercury, which could poison the player. Now it's having a bit of a comeback, showing up in orchestras and film scores. In Written on Skin, George Benjamin uses glass prominently, but sparingly. Benjamin says the sound, which he calls magical, is reserved for two special moments in the story, a pivotal love scene and the tragically sublime ending.
Like an artist would save the most beautiful colors for very special, rare moments on the page, I've saved the most, perhaps, extraordinary color I felt I could use for two extremely important moments on my musical canvas.
After its premiere production in 2012 at an opera festival in France, Written on Skin eventually traveled to New York to rave reviews. This production by Opera Philadelphia is the first American version of the piece. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.